that there are some reasons that when you don't feel like going somewhere, or you don't feel like networking, or you don't feel like talking to anybody and just staying at home, there are some reasons that you should go. When you feel that in those moments, I'm going to tell you a few reasons why it's good for you to go. It doesn't mean you should always go. It doesn't mean you should never stay home or anything like that. But there are truly some things you can miss out on if you never put yourself in positions to be in new environments. Okay. And I know this because, you know, like I said, I'm fresh off of this conference and I just saw it for myself. All right. I know that a lot of times, as people with introverted personalities, networking, getting into different types of situations, different environments where maybe we're not comfortable, maybe we don't know people that are going to be there, it can be tough. It can be tough, right? And especially in the corporate world or in the business world, networking and making connections can be huge. It can be so important. And so how do we do that? How do we approach that? Hello, and welcome to Quiet Voice, Fearless Mind, where we help introverts and aspiring leaders to reach their full potential. My name is Terrence Lee, aka The Introvert Leader. Welcome to the show. And if you're watching us on YouTube, make sure to smash that like button and also subscribe to our channel. If you're listening to the audio, I would love for you to follow the show and leave a rating and leave a review. I love to read those and love to hear the feedback on the show. So it's going to be a little interesting today. So one thing that I want to do is I'm going to cover just the chronicles of an introvert that's trying to network. All right. So this is going to be just a little bit about my real life experience here with a recent event that I went to. I know that a lot of times, as people with introverted personalities, networking, getting into different types of situations, different environments where maybe we're not comfortable, maybe we don't know people that are going to be there, it can be tough. It can be tough, right? And especially in the corporate world or in the business world, networking and making connections can be huge. It can be so important. And so how do we do that? How do we approach that? And one thing that I recently have decided to do, really here over the past few months, is to come out of my show a lot more, just from a meeting new people perspective, going out more, getting in different situations. Which is interesting because, you know, when I was a little younger, I used to be out a lot more. I think that as I've gotten older and settled down, have a family now and a lot of responsibilities, I have, you know, I found myself just not really going out a whole lot or not making as many connections. And so one thing for this year was I really wanted to shake that. I really wanted to start to connect more because I realized the value and the power that comes with networking. But at the same time, it can be tough. It's like, I might just want to stay at home. I might just want to sit this one out. But there's a lot you can miss out on when you choose to do that. And so I just want to, you know, instead of just talking about networking tips and everything and things you can do to meet people, I first want to start with my personal experience. And one thing really quick, I want to say this before I continue. So I was doing 2 episodes a week of the show. I did decide to drop that to 1 episode a week, A Quiet Voice, Fearless Mind, with the reason being that I was doing 2 episodes and I was really finding myself doing a lot. And one thing that I think was being taken away from with me recording a lot and doing other things was me not being able to write. So one of my true passions is writing. I love writing. Okay. And so I decided to, you know, now reduce the podcast to 1 episode a week, and it's still going to be great content. And I'm looking forward to continuing to hear you all's feedback, but just going to consolidate it because it'll allow me more time to spend time in my writing and get ready for the next book that I'm planning to come out. So, you know, with all of that said, the conference that I went to this past weekend was a writer's conference. Okay. So it was here in Dallas, Texas, and it was a conference called Anchors Con. So when I first looked at it and I read the description, it sounded cool. So I was like, all right, I mean, I'm an author. I want to come out with more books. I want to grow my author career. So let me sign up. And I signed up. And when I dug a little deeper into it, it mentioned that it was a conference focused on fiction authors, which really kind of threw me off, you know, because I'm a nonfiction author. So I said to myself, is this going to be something that am I going to belong here? You know what I mean? Like, what is this going to be like? And I was a little bit on the fence, I'm not going to lie. And I decided to go. And so, you know, this past Friday was the first day. And have you ever, I'm sure you have, been in a situation where you know you're not going to know anybody there? Like, you don't have anyone that you're going to the event with. You know you're not going to know anyone at the event. And you're just kind of flying blind, right? And sometimes, I know it's not just me. I mean, you might be listening to this and you're similar, where the thought of being in that kind of situation, you would rather just not go. And a lot of times in the past, I'll be honest, that's what I would have done. I just wouldn't have gone. But again, with me trying to change things and do things a little different, I decided to go. So I get there on Friday and they had these roundtable discussions. And so it was in this big ballroom and they had different roundtables with authors talking about different topics and leading these discussions, right? So I pick one to sit at and, you know, I sit there and there's a bunch of other people there and they're going through the topics and talking about things, having conversation. The person that's up there leading the discussion, you know, of course, she's giving different tips and things. Specifically, her topic was on social media, growing your author brand and stuff like that. Really good information. And so, you know, I leave that. Of course, I don't talk to anybody. I don't know anyone in the room. But everybody was, you know, they were cool. People were smiling. The people that did come up to me and were speaking, they were very nice, very polite, everything like that. So the roundtables end and I go over to the bar, you know, just have a little drink before heading out for the end of the session. And I'm sitting there and this lady is there and she has like a badge on for the IncresCon thing, right? And so, you know, she's sitting next to me. I'm just like, hey, so you here for the conference? Of course, I knew she was there for the conference. I was just trying to start conversation, right? So this was me like getting out of my shell, like, you know what? I'm going to start a conversation with somebody today, right? And so she's like, yeah, are you here for the conference as well? So long story short, it ends up being like a 40-minute conversation. I sit there and talk to this lady for like 40 minutes. She brings one of her other friends over and introduces me to him, and we're talking. And turns out this lady is a full-time author with several novels under her belt. And she left her six-figure corporate job to be a full-time writer. And she pulled up like the list of all her books on Amazon. And I saw thousands of ratings and reviews and all of this stuff. And very humble lady, by the way, super cool, very chill. But in that moment, it really spoke to me. Like, she really was speaking to me. And she even said, she's like, you know what, Terrence, I can tell you want to be doing something different. And it was crazy because it's almost like she understood where I was coming from. Don't get me wrong. I live a good life. I have a good career. I like what I do, but I love writing. I really do love writing. And so it's interesting sitting there and her talking about that. And had I not gone to the conference, right? Had I not sat in that moment, had I not said anything when I was sitting there, me and this lady would have never had a conversation. And what's crazy is that conversation, that one conversation, out of all the conversations I had through the whole weekend, the people I talked to, the sessions I went to, was the most powerful. It was powerful. See, here was somebody that literally was in a position of where eventually I would love to be, right? Where she is doing what she loves to do. She is fully immersed in writing, you know? And she was just at this conference chilling, hanging out at the bar, you know? So it just goes to show you that sometimes when you go out, and you may not have felt like it, you may end up meeting somebody or having some encounter that we'll never forget. You just don't know. You just don't know, right? But one thing is, when we stay at home and we never put ourselves in position to have those encounters, then it'll never happen, you know? So anyway, so that was the first day. I mean, that was really the highlight of the day. Shout out to Catherine Ayers. That's her name. She is a author, fiction author. Like I said, super cool lady. So shout out to her. You know, that really made my day, just having that connection. And she got me in the zone of writing again, too. Like, after that day, that's when I was like, all right, I'm ready to start writing again. So that was the first day of the conference. And so day number two is a bunch of sessions. And so we're in these different classes, and they're talking about everything from how to get your book discovered on Amazon to how to write, how to craft a story, how to be more creative. I mean, it was so many different things. There were two particular authors that I heard speak, and both of them are seven-figure authors. You know, one of them, I mean, they literally showed the royalties up on the screen and everything like that. And it's funny because she was so, like, timid and relaxed and quiet with her voice when she was up there talking and everything. But this lady is like a powerhouse. I mean, like, she is a beast. I mean, she put all her books up and everything she's published and everything like that. And it was impressive. And fast forward, when it was time for lunch, and she ended up actually sitting at my table. And it was funny because she, you know, she sits down at the table, and I tell her, I'm like, hey, like, your session was amazing. Thank you so much for the information. Right. And she looks at me and she's like, really? It's like, that was terrible. I'm so sorry. Gosh, I could have done so much better. I am sitting at a table with a millionaire. Okay. Like, this person makes over $1 million a year in passive book royalty income. And they're telling me about how their session and, you know, they were nervous and how it was terrible. Right. And of course I told her, I was like, no, like, it was amazing information. Thank you. Seriously. You did a great job. You know, I'm sitting here trying to convince this millionaire that they did a great job with their presentation. So that just goes to show you that sometimes you might feel like you get nervous when you're going to talk in front of people, or you don't have what it takes maybe to speak or to have a presence or whatever you may feel, or maybe you don't have those issues and that's not a, you know, concern for you. But just think about it. Like, here's somebody that financially is in an amazing space in their life. Like, I'm sure that, you know, she's has a lot of options, right, from a financial perspective. But she was sitting in that moment questioning herself. And I found that to be very interesting. I appreciate her humility in that moment too, you know, because a lot of people wouldn't have admitted that. But it goes to show you that anybody can get nervous. Anybody can have moments of doubt, right? So if you ever feel like that, it's not just you, okay? So anyway, that was the second day. And so I had some amazing discussions, you know, with her, a few other people at the table. And then, you know, for dinner, I'm meeting other authors later, you know, after all the sessions were done for the day, and they're talking about their experiences. We're, you know, trading notes. I'm telling them about, you know, my book, Quiet Voice, Fearless Leader, and how I launched it and what I've done since it's come out. And they're telling me about their books, and we're just exchanging information. I mean, just, you know, good conversations. Everyone was super cool. And so, again, another great day at the conference, you know. And then the third day, and it's more sessions. And now, I'm not going to lie, by the time it got to the third day, I was starting to get a little tired. As introverts, our social batteries can get drained. And so, you know, the first day I'm there, I'm meeting some people. Like I said, you know, I had a conversation with the lady, some other folks. It was cool. Second day, had conversations, went to some amazing sessions, and it was great. By the third day, I still was loving the information. I still was in all the sessions, but I didn't necessarily have as many conversations the third day. I'm not going to say that it's like I didn't want to talk to anybody, but I think by that point, I was kind of in a mode of like, all right, I'm going to come and get this information And then I actually had somewhere to go anyway to meet up with the family. So I left a little bit early. I left the conference, but I didn't do as much socializing the third day. So anyway, all that to say, I know I've been talking about this conference for a minute. It was truly a life-changing thing, but I'm really trying to drive the point home that there are some reasons that when you don't feel like going somewhere, or you don't feel like networking, or you don't feel like talking to anybody and just staying at home, there are some reasons that you should go. When you feel that in those moments, I'm going to tell you a few reasons why it's good for you to go. It doesn't mean you should always go. It doesn't mean you should never stay home or anything like that. But there are truly some things you can miss out on if you never put yourself in positions to be in new environments, okay? And I know this because, you know, like I said, I'm fresh off of this conference and I just saw it for myself, all right?
Introverts are too quiet and too weak to lead. Have you ever heard this before? Well, my name is Terrence, and for years as an introvert, I didn't think I had what it took to be a leader. What I learned was being an introvert is my superpower. If you want to learn how to have success as an introvert, then go to quietvoicefearlessleader.com to learn more.
So I think the first reason that when you don't feel like going to events or going to networking situations, the first reason that it's good for you to go is that you might meet somebody that can change your life. You really might meet someone that can change your life. I mean, that might sound cliche to say or anything like that, but I just gave the example of the author that I met, Catherine Ayers. I mean, this is someone that after that conversation, I knew it is time for me to write again. It is time for me to get back serious, to put my head down, get focused, and get my words back on paper. And that's what I'm doing. As of now, I'm working on the second book. And had I not had that conversation with Catherine, I don't know that I'd be as fired up and as excited about that. So you never know who you're going to meet when you're in different situations. And meeting people, it can cause your life to go in a completely different direction. Like, I'll give you another example. I went to hang out with some frat brothers of mine here about a month ago, and we're there, and two of my frat brothers, they're talking about trading stock options, right? And I've never done anything with stock options. I mean, I have stock investments that I invest in, but they're talking about options, right? And one of them recommends this book. Well, I go and I buy the book. And I'm actually in the process of reading it right now. And the book is amazing. I mean, it's given some really good information. And I've been thinking about some different ways of investing, thinking about some different things to get into. So the book's really been kind of right on time for me. But again, had I not gone to that function, had I not had the conversation with my frat brothers, had I not listened as they were talking and they gave that book recommendation, then I would have never bought this book and I would have never opened up this stock option account, which I've now done. And now I'm looking into, I haven't done it yet, but I'm looking into the possibility of investing in these options. So it's just, you know, it's just interesting how connections, conversation, and all of these things can lead you down a certain path, right? So you just never know. You never know what's going to happen. I mean, having conversations, you may have a conversation or you may meet somebody that will totally change your trajectory, all right? So that's the first reason. I think the next reason, very simple, is you should go because you might have fun. You might really enjoy yourself. You know, it's not that networking or talking, even the word networking, sometimes the word networking can sound so formal, you know. I feel like I networked this past weekend a lot, but it didn't feel formal, if that makes sense. It felt like I was having conversations with really cool people that have the same goals that I have, that love to write, that have a passion for it, you know. That's what it felt like. It didn't feel like networking just sounds so corporate and suit and tie and formal and all of that, you know? So don't look at it like, oh, it's just this uptight thing and I'm not going to know anybody. I'm not going to have fun. you might really enjoy yourself. I mean, you might meet some people that you really connect with. You might meet one person and nobody else, but that one person, you really connect with them. You really have a good vibe. You all have good conversation, and that's the person that you meet. And, you know, that's a good thing when that can happen, right? So that's another reason. I think the last reason, this is very important, is that you might learn something new. You might learn something new. When you go into new environments, you're in a situation where you're not going to know everything. And that's a good thing. It's a good thing sometimes to be scared. It's a good thing sometimes to not know. See, when you're in the unknown, your mind is fully open to learn. When you're in environments where you know everything, where you're the smartest person in the room, there's not a lot of room to grow. But that's why being in situations that make us uncomfortable, they take us to the next level. Like being at that conference, I don't know how to explain, but I feel like being an author is something that I've thought about for a very long time. I knew I wanted to do it. And when I finally did it and published my first book, it was an amazing feeling. But after this weekend, I realized how small I was thinking. I was thinking so small. And not just, you know, it's not from a financial standpoint. It's from a, I mean, there are people that were there that had published over 50 books. I mean, it was crazy. And there were a few of them. There were a few of them. I mean, people that they write and that is what they do. And so I'm so inspired. It's completely changed my focus. It's completely changed my direction. And a lot of my goals and what I'm going to now be really focusing on here over the next few years. So with all that said, you just never know. I mean, when you're in new environments, you might learn something new. You might completely change your mindset all because of the people you're around and the things you've heard. So listen, I hope you enjoyed the episode today. Just wanted to share a little bit of that recent experience that I had because I feel like I want to take you all on a journey with me. You know, I don't want to just give tips and just talk about the things that you should do all the time. I want to give you a, you know, just true look into my life. I want to let you know when, as an introvert, I have certain things that I deal with and struggle with. And I want to let you know how it went. So I'm going to give you the chronicles, if you will. I'm going to let you know how things go when I'm in different situations. And, you know, this was really an interesting weekend for me, and I'm hopefully looking to do it a lot more. So, you know, I would encourage you to step out of your comfort zone when you don't feel like going places sometimes to reconsider and think about the things you might be missing out on. All right. So with that said, I want to end the episode with a quote. And this quote is from bestselling author Brené Brown. It says, "Courage starts with showing up and letting ourselves be seen." Courage starts with showing up and letting ourselves be seen. So I think that quote says a lot, you know, showing up, right? And sometimes as introverts, we don't feel like doing that. And sometimes for good reason. Sometimes our social battery is just depleted. Sometimes it's in an environment we may not feel comfortable in. Sometimes we just may not know anybody, and that thought alone is very intimidating. Whatever that case is, I'm not going to say that you need to constantly be around people. I'm not going to say that it's never okay to stay at home. But I am saying to stop and think and consider what you could be missing out on. You could be missing out on the one discussion or the one relationship that is going to completely change your life. You could be missing out on that. And because you don't know when that conversation is going to happen or when that relationship might be formed, when you have opportunities to get in different environments, you really want to consider taking those opportunities. Okay. So if there's nothing else you get from this episode, just remember, it's okay to stay home sometimes, but sometimes we got to get out of our comfort zone and get in those new environments. So remember, there's only one you and there's only one life. So make it count. God bless. Thanks for tuning in this week. Hey, if you know someone that needs to hear the topic that we talked about today, make sure you share this episode with them. Or if you'd like to share the episode with your followers, if you think a few of them would find value in it, then screenshot the episode and tag me at The Introvert Leader on Instagram. Thank you for listening, and I'll talk to you on the next episode.